Ve'ele Toldes Yitzchok Ben Avraham Avraham Hoyledes Yitzchok. Rashi brings, because the Leitzoni Ador were saying Me'avi Melech Nesabra Soru. So the Torah has to say, no, Avraham Hoyledes Yitzchok. It's coming to answer the Leitzoni Ador. But the Chassam Sofer says, how is the Taka an answer to the Leitzoni Ador? They're tiny Nishtazek. So the Pshat is, he says, based on the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that min haroi it would be that someone that's a mamzer, it shouldn't be able to have kids weiter. Nor oilam kimin hogin noyig, and the Metzius says that even a mamzer could have children weiter. Now when they're tiny now, the melech nesabur sorah, the tiny mamzer, sorah was an eshes ish. Now min hateva, the emes it shouldn't be, nor oilam kimin hogin noyig. Over if Yitzchak and Rivka, we're going to see the story says here is an akorah, and the emes al piteva, he doesn't have kids. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu went out of the gidrei teva. If he would be a mamzer, then it wouldn't be. He wouldn't have kids. Nu ve'ela toldos Yitzchak. These are the kids that Yitzchak had. Nu, that's a raya that Avraham holdos Yitzchak. It can't be that he's a mamzer, because a mamzer may in the regular derech teva has kids, but that a mamzer, a nace should happen, that it should be oisakara. That can't be. Elamai, it's a raya. It's talking from Avram. The Bas'ayin says a different shot that the pasuk is shtelling. And then they talk about it a lot. Avram is midas hachesed. Yitzchak is in ganzen andere mahalach midas hagvura. Hayitochein that Avram, which is chesed, is moiled gvura. It would have been more matim to say that Avimelech, who's the bechin of gvura, he's the father. That was the taina. And the answer back is no. First of all, Geba Kuk Eilu told us Yitzchak. Yitzchak has a yakev mitan esav. That bechlal is a tumul. We'll have to see about that. How exactly that stems. But more than that, it's taka true. I mean, we spoke about this earlier. It said that Avram is complaining. Damesek Eliezer means doyla umashke mitayrus rabbi lacherim. That's a krecht. He's krechting that his eved is azah, you know, gives over. The Torah says, adarab, you're not just supposed to imitate. I heard from an Adam Gogol. You're supposed to emulate. Avram Yitzchak learns from Avram, but he goes with his own mahal. He goes with his own leader, not from mamish puppet. I heard an interesting shot. It says the Leitzoni Ador were saying that it's from Avimelech. So how is it not Ryan? It's like Avram Hoyledes Yitzchak, because Zivi Kuna, that he looked like Avram. That Yitzchak looked like Avram. Fractavel, first of all, there's a chazal that if Isha, even if she's nenas from someone else, if she's thinking about her husband, the child would look like the husband. So there too, Loit is Sarah's brother. Roiv Habonim Doimin La'achi Ha'ein. And it's very possible that Yitzchak, yeah, looks like Avram. What does it mean it looks like Avram? It looks like Loit, and Loit and Avram look the same. So I heard a pshat, yeah, all these kashas are good, but the pshat is when Yitzchak was born, he wasn't looking like Avram. And when the Litzonim started making the Litzonis, a nace happened, and he was Nishtane, and he suddenly started looking like Avram. That was the riot. That the moitas happened, that it was Nishtane how he looks. Now you have over here the Toldos Yitzchak Avada, the Toldos of Yitzchak is Avada, the story of Yaakov and Esav. There's so much to learn out in the concept over here. We're talking about twins. That the etzem, each one has his bechira and each one has his mahalach. But you see how drochehem were not hoylach the same. And if you'll notice, it's very interesting. A big chilek in the Yaakov and Esav is where they put the priorities. Yaakov, in Gashmias, it says later, says Yeshli Koil. You know, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil, Avram Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yaakov is Koil, Yeshli Koil. The Koil is someone that's Samech Bechelka, I have everything I need. Esav says Yeshli Roiv. In Gashmias, Esav says Yeshli Roiv. Roiv, and he wants all the more. Right to Masai. In Ruchnis is Punk Fakert. Yaakov is a lotion of, okay, he feels I'm only at the heel, I'm only at the beginning, I have so much to do. And Esav is Gematria Shalom. He's totally Muslim, he thinks he's already a river everything. On the other hand, Esav sees the red. If you know how colors work, it goes all the way from red to blue in the spectrum. Yaakov sees the tchelis, the tachlis. His cheshbon is for the olam ha'emes, for the osid. And Esav mamish sees right now as it is. Give me the red. That's in Chalmers, it's brown. Shabbat was raw. Give me the red now. Alitaini no, no means it's not even cooked. Alitaini no. That's why it was red. Later on, when it's fully cooked, it already is. It's but that's Esav's time. I want it now. Immediate sipuk. who are then in the mahalach of eating it? You know, it says shnei leumim may ayich yiparedu. You can see the difference by the way they eat, how they eat. Via Yaakov Est and via Esav Est. You're able to eat even from the Mayayim. But it's also the chalal that Yaakov looks at the priorities and the ikr, and Esav looks at the tuffel. Esav asks, Hech ma'ashvan as hamelach. No, what's not up with that? It's even more. Vayivid Esav as habchayra. You know, we see it that this gevaldik thing b'chayra, he was mavater on it. The emes is, don't we all? Person goes out in the middle of Seder for a can of Coca-Cola because he's thirsty. You know? Voice is getting a little crack. Maybe it's Kedai, you should get a drink. Mamat Cheshben Azar. Because they ask, he sold it for an Azina Doshim. It's Oino. It's not the right price. The Torah says that's what it was worth to him. He set the price. If that's what it's worth to you. Now, so that's the schar you're going to get for your learning. If the schar for your learning is such that you go out to get a can of Coca-Cola, so that's how much it's worth. If a person, you know, the siba afarvos amench famach de gemara is going to be kiveya, the schar of what his limit on Torah and his kina mitzvah is worth. You do with the famous meisa with the after Rebbe, to make a very long story quite short. He gave an eitzah to his chassid who needed the money for a wedding. He should buy the first thing that comes available in the shuk. He's in the inn and he sees some anshei hayulus that are saying, yeah, you want to sell? Oh, I'll sell you my olam haba. And he bought it for 1 ruble. He comes back to the Rebbe and says, I bought someone's olam haba for a ruble. But kitzah, this guy came home, his wife is upset, they brought him back to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, I'll only sell it back to you if you sell him 10,000 ruble. Yeah? So the guy bought it back. The question is, what was his olam haba worth? What's the real price? And the Torah says, when he sold it the first time, afilu ken ruble is this nishkevet. When he bought it back and was willing to spend the 10,000, so that's what it was worth. They say it's the price you're willing to pay in a davar ruchni. That's its value. Now we'll go through the Seder. I'm talking about he Yitzchak ben Arboim Shana. Pastus Yitzchak by the Akeda was 37. Where was he for these 3 years? He's not even by his mother's Levaya. When Sarah's Nifter, it's not exactly Barah. There's some Midrashim that he went up to Shemayim. There are various other theories here, but he's not there. But at 40, he goes and marries Rivka. Now, Nechlechu Rashi the Tosfos. Rashi learns that Rivka was 3. Over Tosfos, in quite a few places, learns that Rivka was 14. And we'll see, it's Negei and the Cheshbon of the Psukim. But it says in the first that they waited 20 years. And the emes is, the Gemara says in Yevamis, it asks Akasha that if a person doesn't have children after some amount of years, he's supposed to divorce, get another wife. And the Gemara says 10 years. 10 years is the cheshbon. Frek the Gemara, what about Yitzchak? That Yitzchak? So the Gemara says Yitzchak is different. He was an ukkar anyways. He had a problem. It was an ukkar. Shalos, when the Gemara is asking from Yitzchak, what did the Gemara want? That we should learn out that even 20 years you wait? Frek the Rishonim, it's not true. Rivka was 3. So anyways, the first few years she couldn't have kids. It wasn't 20. It's more than 10, but it's not 20. There's a diet, the Meshech Chachma says, it says, Ki Akora He. It says He, but it's spelled Hey Vav Aleph. He is usually Hey Yud Aleph. It's spelled Hey Vav Aleph, and it's read He. Even Litvisha say He. It's because He is Gematria 12, because she was only a Akora for 12 of the years. Because assumingly she only is able to have kids at the age of 11, so from 3 to 11 didn't count. So only 12 out of the 20 years. So maybe that's what the Gemara meant to ask. Tosfos, because of this, says no, that Rivka was about the 14, and there are various other places where Tosfos makes nafkaminas in this cheshbon. Now, Vayeter Yitzchak l'noichach ishtoi, they're davening. The Targum Yonison of an art over here says, Vayeter is that a lashon of yichbi mahapich. The Gemara says it's a lashon of tefillah, but the emes is, it's mahapich, and the Targum Yonison says that Yitzchak was mahapich, the Ratzon of Hashem. The Ratzon of Hashem was that he shouldn't have kids, and Yitzchak was mahapich. But it's fascinating, the gears in the Targum Yonison, I'm saying, I can say, it's a dover mechudish. The gears in the Targum Yonison is because Kach Gozra, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he shouldn't have kids for 22 years. For 22 years. And in the bottom of the Pirush Yonison, they say it's a twice in the gears. It's 20 years. Pasuk says in Furish, Arboim and Shishim, he was 60, Beledus Oysam. So what's 22 years? So they say it's a grind. I heard once a pshat, a very interesting pshat. We know in last week's parasha that Lavan gives a bracha, if you don't mind, or I don't know, we'll see what it is. Achoiseinu at hiyi la'alfei revova. That is the Medrash says, what's alfei revova? Some say revova from Klal Yisrael, and alfei for the alufei Esav. And the others say no, revova and alfei are both on Klal Yisrael. Venucha yoima, shuva, rivavais, alfei Yisrael. The Gemara in Yevamos, Taka says, the same Blat Gemara that talks about that Yitzchak was an Akara, it's before the Mishnah though, so it's a coincidence, meaning it's not the same sugya, but it happens to be on the same moment, on the Dalai Lama. Right before the Mishnah, when it talks about Esar Shonim, where Tosfos brings that Rivka wasn't three, she was 14. There's another stickle there earlier, that's grabbed in the sugya before, it says, V'nucha Yoimar, that Ein Hashchin Eshoire El En Yesh Esrim V'Shtayim Elf. If one person is, one person less, it's not Shchin Eshoire, there's a Madrega of Shchin Eshoire. Oh, but I heard the chant like this, when Lavan gave this bracha of Revava and Alofen, do you think he meant Revava of Yisrael and two Alofen for Esav of Bechah? He meant Alfar Esav. He had in mind it should be Revava Alfe. All 22 should be his style. Esav did. Yeah? Doim Alachia Eim. HaKadosh Baruch wanted to be Matzalvis. And he was Matzalit by making Yitzchak an Akar, and the plan was for it to be for 22 years. And then it would be Nekar, Lavan's bracha finally. It would bracha in quotation marks. Then it would be able to be emoilit. But Yitzchak was davening by Yeta Yitzchak Moichah Heshtoi, and after 20 years, it's a chigabitten. 20. That's exactly why, in the end, it was a river voice from Yisrael. Over the shtei alofim is representing the lufay Esav because Yitzchak was makdim. So that's where you get the 20 and the two. I heard that it says by Yeta Yitzchak Moichah Heshtoi. Noichah is the Rosh Tevis Nishmas Kolchai. It's brought down the Tfilas Nishmas. The mechaber of Tfilas Nishmas is Yitzchak and Rivka, and that's why the Emes at the end, certainly if you do Nusach Svarg, there are Rosh Tevis that it says, B'fi Yishorim tis Barach, B'fi Tzadikim tis Roimam, Chasidim tis Kadosh, Kedoshim tis Halal, it's the Rosh Tevis, Yitzchak, and Rivka, and Rivka is it's Shalom Kisidrin, depending which Nusach you have. Yeah. So the Tfila was Nena, and Rivka is pregnant by Yisroitis Rabbanim Bekirbo. She needed to go ask. She didn't go to her husband Yitzchak. She didn't go to the Zayd Avram, to the Shver, Avram. She went. Literally says Hashem. She went to his Meshwari Shem. I heard a pshat once. She wasn't sure. This is a tzaddik, a rosha, it's a mishnah. How? I heard an interesting thing. It says, I think we spoke about this once twice. The Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is Gematria 1,118. And I saw a lot of other things, but it's a greater number, and it's a Gematria of Shema Yisrael. Rivka also, if you spell out the letters, is Gematria 1,118. Rivka is Reish, Reish Yud Shin, Beis Yud Tov, Kuf Vov Pei, and then Hey. Now here's the catch. Hey can be spelled three different ways. Hey Yud, and Hey Aleph. Similarly, Vov can be spelled Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, and Vav Yud Vav. Interesting, it says Boroshis, Bereshis, Boroshis, Hashem created the world with the first six letters of the Aleph Beis. The Gematria of Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, when you spell each letter out, is also 1,118. But here's the catch, over there, if you want the Hey and the Vav, you spell the Hey and the Vav all three ways. It adds up to what, 1118, if you do all the combinations, Hey Yud, Hey Vav, Hey Aleph, you spell out Hey and Vav respectively with all three combinations and Aleph Beis Gimel, Boros, Shis, it's also 1,118. Now Rivka is also, a Grois is Ach, Rivka, the Mamar, Rivka is 1,118. But Grada there, you have to do the Hey with the Hey. Now she didn't know. So Batelech Lidrush Es Hashem Zorashi, Liroi Smat the Hey B'Soifa. She needed to see what's at her end. Because she didn't know. Is she Taka, you know Yishma Yisrael, that it's Hey? Maybe not, maybe it's Hey Aleph, maybe it's Hey Yud. Batelech Lidrush Es Hashem, she went to be Mevarer Taka, if the Hey is supposed to be Taka, the hey, which comes out to the Cheshbon. Now, it says that they were fighting the Yaakov and Esav. Each one wanted to go out. When it came to a Beis Knesses, Yaakov wanted to go out. When it came to a Andresor Platz, Esav wanted to go out. Now, the Velt asks, like, why didn't Esav just go out? Like, if he's interested in going out, that's always me. Terence says, he doesn't want to go out without Yaakov. If he's going to go out, Yaakov's going to stay in the Rechem of the Beis Medrash, I finish the plan. Or even better, they say that Esav wants to be in this world after Shepherin Yaakov. He doesn't want to go out without Yaakov. He wants to go out with Yaakov and Shepherin. Yeah? If he'll leave Yaakov over there. Now, there's a famous pshat. It says, Lomazel Noichi. There are many Torahs on this. But there's a very interesting concept. We're aware that Avraham Avinu be'emes had a Yitzchak, but he also had a Yishmael. It's even before that Avraham Avinu is Chesed. Yishmael is the psoilus of Chesed, the midah of Arayus, of Yishmael, is be'emes Chesed, right? It says by Arayus, Chesed. Chesed, verblunged, in the rich, in the nishrichtige Weg, that's Yishmael. Yitzchak also has an Esav. Esav is Gevurah. Esav is Utsicha. That's Gevurah of Yitzchak, but gone bad. And Yaakov already is Mitasei Shlema. Could be the Shvatim or Chayshu that Yosef thought not, and Yosef, that was the fight. Yosef says, we have to move on, and only it's going to be cleansed out through me. But the Emes was, no, that it was Mitasei Shlema. The question is, why is Yishmael's Psoilus from Hagar, not from Sarah Alein? As opposed to Esau, that the Psoilus comes from Rivka Alein. Meaning she says, I understand that it's supposed to also come out the underside, but why from me? Loma ze anoichi! Loma ze anoichi, I understand. Avram has a Yishmael, my husband Yitzchak is also supposed to have an Esau Hazah. Oh, but Favos for near, let it be from a different... There is another pshat. I heard it was about a reform shul, but I don't think it's true, probably conservative, because they both wanted to go out, and she's trying to figure out what the situation is. So they explained, the Vodas Meg, as Asur Platz. So she said, fine, Loma ze anoichi! Why is there a noichi? I think in the Reform they don't even have the noichi, but there's also places they have Loma ze anoichi. Why is there a Seres of Dibris? If you tell me that this is the Indian. Be'emes, what was Rivka calmed down when they told her in that the Shnei Goyim Bevitnech? There's a lead to, they say, best it's going, the English again of us, this. But it pashtus means the ikr in the chama was, mimi ayichi paredu. Don't worry. You were worried one will have ashpa and the other one, no. As soon as they leave the emes, there will be a period, each one will go his way. But then there's another thing, it says, v'rav yavoid so'ir. The Nitziv says, what does this mean, v'rav yavoid so'ir? You can read it two ways. It's v'rav yavoid lit so'ir, or v'rav yavoid bit so'ir. He will work for him, or he will have him worked. Meaning, who's going to be on top? And that's the Gemara Megillah. Ha'ayma l'cha on Edoim and on Yerushalayim. Shneim kayomim al tamim. Shneim chorbim al tamim. It's always a seesaw. One is up and one is down. Exactly, says the Nitziv. V'rav yavoid so'ir. It doesn't say if it's bit so'ir or lit so'ir. That's going to be pending. There will always be in a state of a Rav Yavoid Sa'ir, but it, depending on who will be on top. This concept is avada repeated later in the brachas of Yitzchak, but already at this point by the Besura from Shem, the Rav Yavoid Sa'ir, there's going to be this in-between stage of where it will not be bar who's going to be on top. At any given point, it's one or the other. Vayigdalu hana'orim, and then taka they separate. Vayi Esav v'shiyidei yitzai yishodeh v'yakoy v'shtam Yoshev Oyholin. Rashi says, Kovman, that they were Kitanim. You couldn't really tell. Ain't of the Mavchin, ain't of the Medaktek, they looked the same. Over once, one of them, they became a Bar Mitzvah, one had a Halach Labes Medrish, and one Halach Labes Avoy Zora, and he went to Tarbis Ro. The Shaila is, there's a Kasha, it says, we know that the Obis was supposed to live 180 years. Yitzchak, in fact, did live 180 years. Yaakov 147, there's a lot of Cheshbonis for that. But Avram lived 175. Why? Why not 180? So he shouldn't see Esav go to Tarbisro. So he's taking Chazal. Now the emes is, Avram was Nifter at 175. That makes the Cheshbon. Avram was 100 when Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak has these kids when he's 60. So of course, Yaakov and Esav are 15 when Avram is Nifter. Now according to the Rashi, Vayigdalu hana'orim, at age 13, Esav went to Tarbisro. So what does it mean? Avram doesn't see him go to Tar B'Sro. Avada, the Ma'aseh Poi B'Yemah, the Ketira, he does Chamesh Averus Chamurus. We'll get to that B'Hemshech in the Parsha. But why is 2 years into his Tar B'Sro program? So I heard a Meirdik Gevoit from Rav Michal Zilber, and it's Ru'uyim Hadvar Misha Amram. He said a Meirdik Gezach. He says Avada at the Bar Mitzvah Esav is ready with Tar B'Sro. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Esav LeMishnah, Ben Shlosh Esrei LeMishnah, Ben Chamesh Esrei LeGemorah. Shlosh Esrei LeMitzvah. He could be Tar B'Sro, but I can problem with the Shmoyne Begotam. He keeps his hat, his thing. But Ben Chamesh is saying the Gemara, you're going to get a Faher from the Zayda. Or the Deves the Blat Gemara, or the Deves the Shabbat Gemara. So he's looking up now. Esav was able to up Nachat Zveyar, but at 15, if Avram would come, the Zayda would come and give him a fair on the block tomorrow. Thus Kenish Zayn. I heard that this week there was a whole kvutza of Yigalite. They have a special kuddle they learned called Shasi. They learned 8 plot a day. It's a whole program that these are even that mamish, no Shas. They put a lot of koiches into this. They got a fair from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but there was also a fair from Michal Zilber. I heard from an Adri that was there, of Michal Zilber sat, he's the one that said this word, a block Gemara wasn't it. The Bechina, Pachas Yosef went, without Svarim, was, where does it say Avram in Shas? Start. How many times? In what context? Where does it say Yitzchak? Where does it say Anonim? Where does it say Kelev? Where does it say, that's a Feher on Shas? It was quite impressive. Medav Vissen, the Blat Gemara. Okay. Esav is going here, Latar B'Sroah, it's the day of Petira, see Avram, we just mentioned Avram was lifted early, so you shouldn't see Esav go Latar B'Sroah, and Vayozad Yaakov knows it is the Michael of the Avelim, Vayovi Esav min Asodiv, who Oyeh, he's Oyeh from Ritzicha, the Gemara says in Baba Bashad of Tezayin that he was Oyver Chomish Averis, he was Baal Nairam Oyrosa, he was Hoyrigas HaNefesh, he was Koifer B'Iker, he was Koifer B'Tchias HaMesim, and he was Mavazad the B'Chayr, that's going to be later in the Pesukim. That's the 5 Averis he did, Be'emes Kosis. Where does it say Benoyach is mitzvah on Aram Rosso? Where does it say that he's mechayiv? Like, what's the Altais is much as on this? Now the MS is a very interesting chiddush from the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim in Hilchas Pesach brings that this story, according to the some cheshbonis of the Shittas, Avraham Avinu was nifter, it was erev Pesach. Now Yosef Yaakov Nozid, this is erev Pesach, and Yaakov gave him bread also, right? Yaakov nosen le'esav lechem on azir adoshim. What was the bread? This is after Chatzos, he's coming home. It certainly wasn't chametz. So it's bali rosh. Avadi was matzah. And the Gemara says, Yerushalmi, Tosfos brings it himself in, kol ha'oichal matzah be'erev Pesach, ki ilo boil al-sosit beis chametz. Says the Prima Godin in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it means that Esav was nichshel nairam o'irosa. It's referring to this Indian that he ate the matzah after Chatzos. He was marshaling in the Indian of Boyal al-Rasasi b'Beis Chomich. Now the Velt always asks, what's with the Nazir Adoshim? It's the Kitnius. So there's a lot of players you can say, but L'Chayra, I think it's a stark Araya. The Kitnius is only during the 7 days of Pesach. There's no Isser Kitnius on Erev Pesach. Bring Araya. Aber, there's all the Torts of yeah. The Beis Halevi says when Esav comes to ask Halitani Nam and Adam Adam Azeh, we hinted other Pshatim before, but he says, you know, B'chol, and Esav was a little embarrassed. He knows it's Avel Shalavit. He missed the Levaya. He caused someone else's Levaya. He did quite a few other things. So to acknowledge the fact that it's the Michael of Avelim is to acknowledge that you're knowing. And I guess it's interesting. We're making him into a halva mensch over here. He says, you know, Halitani Nam, because if you would give it to him, he would see what it is, and he would chap. He machs the chazor, and he did chap. But he said, you know, just pour it down. That was the way of ice drain from the Indian. So he's mamash starving. He's asking for the nazir adoshim, and as we swim a diet, he didn't ask for bread. He asked for the nazir. Yaakov gives him lechem. When nazir adoshim is a famous pshat, the reason he asked for lechem is because if he would only give him the nazir, later on Esav would come with a tiny mekach tois. I was an oinus. I was starving. I was pekuach nefesh. The mechir is not chal. So Yaakov said, first have a, you know, pita al cheshbon habayit. This way, when all you eat, you end up eating less of the more expensive stuff. First have the bread, and then he gave him the nizir adoshim. But the nizir adoshim he sold the bechayra frek the ktsois in simen reish ayin ches. How could he buy the bechayra? The bechayra is a davar shalei b'lo'ilam, and we paskin you can't buy something. It's davar shalei b'lo'ilam. The bechayra wasn't in existence yet. It's a davar shalei b'lo'ilam. There are, in fact, a few places in the Ketzos where he brings similar such questions by the Ovis. They come across in the next few parashas, but Ligabi our parasha here, when we're asking, in Reish Ayin Ches, the Ketzos is bringing this concept from the Rivosh, and in all three or four places where the Ketzos brings this Rivosh, he always brings this Rivosh, the Rivosh answers to all of these kind of questions, cut the mountain Torah, there was no Chasar of Davar Shalei B'Loyim. Cut the mountain Torah, there's no Chasar of Davar Shalei B'Loyim. And the Ketzos can say he brings this Rivosh. But what's interesting is the Ksais always brings a different carrot, and that already depends in each place where the Ksais is handling. And we'll talk about this one. The Ksais is in Simon Reish Ayin Ches, he's talking about the concept of siluk. That when a person's mesalik himself from a bias of something, and the mail, it's hefker, the mail, someone else can take it. And the Ksais is machadish, this is his raya, that there's no chasson of sivuk on Darush Lebeloilim. The Gemira's Das that's required to make a kinyan, passes this chasson of Gemira's Das. I'm going to go through Shimon's Sakir now, but if the chasson of Darush Lebeloilim is you can't be going with Das on something that's Lebeloilim, or Brazoptic Sois, Homias, to be nostalgic from a Darush Lebeloilim, you could. So he was requesting from Esau, in return for the Mezid Adoshim, to be nostalgic himself from the Bechara, and Mamele he was like in it. And that's the Chasson's Chiddush. Not like the Rebbe, says different word. Sivuk is not a chasson of Darush Lebeloilim. The Maram Shif says in his Siyam to Baba Kama that's why Yaakov Avinu made you make a Shavua. When you make the person make a Shavua, then a Kinyan could be Chal even on Davash Shalai Baloyim, possibly because then there's a Shtar of Gemir's Das, possibly other Hasberim, but that's another Gang, Lagabe the Bechaira. Okay, now there's another Rav, Yitzchak goes down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigla to Yitzchak. And it says, there's a famous pasuk. It says, Ekev, Ashasham Avram Bekoili, the Gemara says, in the Dorim Daf Lamed Beis, that Avram Avinu was Makir Boiri at age of 3, and since he lived for 175 years, so 172 of them is when he was Makir Boiri. That's Ekev. Yaakov is another 10. Besides that, that's a different question, but there are also Ekev words on the Aseret HaDibros. But, and then the 10 Dibros is Yaakov. But Ekev is the 172 years of that Avram Avinu was Makir, the Rabban Shleilam. And it says he was Zoyche to be Yishmar Mishmarti, Mitzvoisai, Chukoisai, Vitsoi, Roisai. We know the Gemara says in Yumadav Chavches, we mention it every week, Avram Avinu Kayim Kol Terakula, the Makor of the concept, the Gemara runs it out from this pasuk. Ekev Ashashoma Avram Bekoili, Yishmar Mishmarti, Mikan, Avram Avinu Kayim Kol Terakula. The Gemara says, Afilu Erev Tavshim, and Fregan Alam Afarshim. What is the Hadgasha Afilu Erev Tavshilin? What's unique about Erev Tavshilin? The Goin, it's a famous sickle from the Goin, he says the Gears is a mistake, it should say Afilu Erev Tchum. And the reason being, because the Lashon of Ekev is a heel, his feet, and that's a remes to Erev Tchumin, that's what it's saying. Ekev Afilu Erev Tchumin. I did see the Chizkuni, his Goyer's Erev Tavshilin, and he says in fact Erev Tavshilin means Basar V'chalo, mixing of foods, Erev Tavshilin, cooking up different things, milk and meat. That's what it means. Avram Avinu kept Erev Tavshilin. I saw an interesting shot that Avnei Nezer brings. What would be the chiddush that Avram Avinu even kept Erev Tavshilin? He says, we know the concept of Erev Tavshilin is that Shabbos is Kaviv Akaini. Yom Tov is Klal Yisrael besides, and therefore there's a problem. You can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos unless you prepare before, and then it's Kilu. You already started preparing the whole sugi and beitza. Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis Ein Shom. But Zot Avinezer, we're talking about before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, Shabbos is also not Kfiv Akaini. Nothing is. Avram Avinu is keeping the mitzvahs on his own initiative. If so, Yom Tov and Shabbos are equal. They're both like just he's initiating it. And the whole oimik in Erev Tavshilin is that Shabbos is cholik from Yom Tov. There would be a mokum to Dan that according to Matan Torah, it's inappropriate, the concept of Erev Tavshilin, because Shabbos is also Yom Tovtik. Kamas Malon, whatever the lumbus is, no, Obradok. There's the din of Erev Tavshilin also, even according to Matan Torah. Now, Avram Avinu has a masumat here with Avimelech. There's a whole kind of palagan. He takes the machoisi, the be'erois, a big sugya. There's a lot to do. I'll tell you one very interesting talk. Later on, a political nakud over here. He meets up with Avimelech. They have an issue. They're going to make a deal. They're not. At one point, though, Avimelech's lashon is kol hanigei be'ish hazeh be'ish le'maisumas. Whoever starts up with this guy, he's in trouble. Meaning, he's standing up for him, right? The Netziv says no. It means something else. It's sanctions. Whoever had anything to do with this fellow, Moisumas, no masa umata, no business, no dealings. Kol hanigeya be'ish hazeh. Avimelech was putting very strict financial sanctions on Yitzchak. It's a different shot in the pasuk. Vayiki zokin Yitzchak, vatechene einov meirois. He's blind. Yitzchak is blind. Why did Yitzchak become blind? Rashi brings up shat. It was from the Karbonis, the Oshan of the Ketiris of the Neshoys of Shal Esav. There is another pshat in the Tanchuma that the reason he was blind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misabedin in order that he should be able to give the brachas to Yaakov and not realize it. The Pirkei the Berlozer brings an interesting pshat. You know, the one pshat is that by Yitzchak, by the Akedah, he looked up and the mois of the Malachim fell into his eyes, whatever that means. But there's another pshat in the Pirkei the Berlozer that he looked up and he saw the Shechina, Bayar. and he had a mabat of the Shechina. The Emes says, like we say, he should have been, you know, blind already at a much earlier age. It says, like, he's Zaki Yitzchak. So the Mefarshim say, the Medrash, Itaka, his eyesight was weaker. You know, eventually deteriorated more. But there are various pshatim. It's interesting because the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Gimel, says a different reason. The Gemara says, La'oilam al yehei kill us head yet kala beinecha, because Avimelech told Avram b'negei Yisora, he lach ksus einayim. And from there it was Nenesh that Yitzchak, her son, is going to be blind. So the feed apshat, it's not a theory. You have to know how these things work. You know, everything stems. Now Yitzchak wants to give Yaakov, Esav, the brachas. Rivka has a different plan, and there's the whole saga over here. There is a stira in Midrashim. When did this event take place? The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Ayur Chaim, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Gimel, says that there's a minig on Leil Rosh Hashanah to eat a tapuach masach bedvash. I don't know if that means a sweet apple or a sour apple that's dipped into honey, but tapuach masach bedvash, and it has to do because Yitzchak on Leil Rosh Hashanah said, Rei, Reich, Benika, Reich, Asada, which is going on tapuach, which is really an esrog, but that's a different story. But according to other Midrashim, Yitzchak is asking for Shnei G'day Izim, which is Lekarban Pesach and Karban Chagiga. It's a big problem. Tzaddik says it's not a problem. It could be Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. Koy the Matan such things could be. Midaf Farshtein in the Indian. Now, Avada Yaakov comes in first, brings the food, Yitzchak gives the bracha. When Esav comes back, it says, Bo achicha b'mirma v'yikach berchasecha. The Chido writes, I thought it's in other places also, b'mirma is Gematria 297. Bo achicha b'mirma. B'mirma is Gematria 297. Afikoimon is also Gematria 297. And that was the trickery. Yaakov Avinu gave him Ba'achel Mikol B'seder, so you know, there's always room, eat something else. No, he gave me Afikoimon. That was the Bimirma. Bimirma, Gematria, Afikoimon. That's why, by the way, it was the first day of Pesach, according to this pshat. And he gives him the Brach of Tal, the Eitan L'chol. Because on the first day of Pesach, we bench Tal. Now, Esav gets very upset, and it comes quite clear that it's very smart for Yaakov to get away as quick as he can, and he sends him away. Of course, we're going to see that somehow in the middle he gets stuck in shame. He diverses off to Shem Ve'eva for 14 years. We will see about that next week. But it says, "Vayishlach Yitzchak es Yaakov, vayelach padena Aram el Lavan, ben besuul ha'arami, achi Rivka ein Yaakov Esav." Yitzchak sends his son Yaakov to his shvager, to Lavan, Mishpacha, who's the son of Besuel, the brother of Rivka, the mother of Yaakov and Esav. Rashi, Shtel, the famous Rashi, Eini Yoideya Ma'amalandeni. I don't know what they're supposed to teach us. Avada, those that do Shmai Mikavet Targum, Shulchan Aruch says, you're supposed to also do Rashi. Avada, you're supposed to do this Rashi also. You're supposed to learn that Rashi says, Eini Yoideya Ma'amalandeni. It's a shtick Rashi. But what does the Taka mean? So this is very interesting pshatim. First of all, there's a Chassam Sofer, not like Rashi, there's a Chassam Sofer that says, a very interesting shot. He says, we know that Yishmael, we spoke about it, was the son of Avram, and Esav is the son of Yitzchak, but the emphasis, it's not. The Pasuk says, Ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazara, and therefore that teaches us, Yitzchak yikari l'chazara, not Yishmael. Yishmael is ousted from being B'nai Avram. Hanoidim B'nai Avram is not ousted to B'nai Yishmael. Because, Mishnah Nadarim, Ki b'Yitzchak. Now, Kibi Yitzchak says Yishmael not, but what about Yaakov and Esav? Yaakov and Esav are both from Yitzchak. The Teretz is Chazal Darshan, Kibi Yitzchak, V'loi Kol Yitzchak. Now, this is a fascinating idea, very bekitzer. Esav, Edoy, the Western civilization, has the Tanakh as the platform of their Emuna. They just added something new. But they have the Torah, Nevi, and Ksuvim as the first stage platform, as opposed to the Muslims, they don't. They have a different Quran. It's under a Mahalach, and the reason is Pashit, because in Torah Shebiksav it says Ki B'Yitzchok V'Lo Yishmael. I mean, it says B'Yitzchok, so that's quite understood. V'Lo Yishmael. They can't go with this text. They have to have a different version, and they do. It's a whole different story. Somehow Yishmael's on the Akedah. It's a Tutzach. The Christians don't need to do that because it doesn't say in the Torah Mefurish. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. B, Yitzchak, the way called Yitzchak. They're contesting with us is on the Torah Shabbat Peh, so they have something new. Ayin Shom, if for the Amal HaHashav, if not, better to do other sugis. But it's a Chlorazah. We have a Bikurach in the Mefurish Apostle. But B'chol, either way, it says, Ki Bi Yitzchak, Yikari L'chazar. Yitzchak, the way called Yitzchak. Zok the Chasim Sefer. Esav is not the son of Yitzchak. He's not. He's ousted. Be Yitzchak, the local Yitzchak. But he is the son of Rivka. You have to understand how it works with a mama. With a mama, it's Andish. Ein Yaakov Esav. Yitzchak is tak not the father of Esav, but Rivka is the mother of Esav. There's a lot of other makairis to this concept. Interesting one is there's a var from the Brisker Rav. It says when Esav is coming with his 400 people, they started beating him up. Now, Pashtus is a mahalak there. Pashtus, it's preliminary PR, is that they start beating him up, and he says, but I'm the Eidigalham! And Segeitnish, but I'm the son of Yitzchak. And Segeitnish, he says, I'm Yaakov's brother! And then they stop hitting him, and again, that's Pashtus preliminary PR for meeting Yaakov. It's a nice thing. But Zokta Beshkov is an underattach over here. He's not an Eidigalham. He's not a son of Yitzchak. He is a brother of Yaakov. They have the same mother. He's Achid Min Ha'ein. In biologically, even Av, it was even a twin. Yeah, but he Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. So that's what the pasuk means over here: Ein Yaakov Esav. But there's another pshat, and maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi says Ein Yedei Amamalam Deinim. We know there's a concept: Roiv Bonim Doimim LaAchi HaEin. And the emesis. So therefore, if you want to try to figure out, Yitzchak is sending Yaakov here to his brother-in-law Lavan, and you'd like to know before you send him to Lavan, let me check him out. Is it a good thing to send my son Yaakov to the shvager, the fetter? That the love on me, you know, maybe. So the best way to check is to see how his nephews are. Yeah, but his brother is Rivka. Doinim lachiyim. Ein Yaakov ve'Esav. Ein yidei amamalam deini zakrashi. I'm confused. We can't make a decision over here, which is good for what Rivka had said. We spoke earlier. Lomazel noichi. Masim that Yitzchak is supposed to have, but it's not supposed to be from me. And that comes back all the way to the Basayim. He said at the beginning of the parasha that that was what they were saying. It must be Avimelech Nesav Basara, because why would Avram have Yitzchak, which is Gevura? And the answer is no. But Yitzchak had a Yaakov and an Esav, and anything's possible in Holstein. And